All right, man, we'll go do this before the crack house.
Yeah. This one goes out to all my wizards.
Professor from Calarian Community College.
This is worldwide.
You can't beat me, so you wanna be me?
This is Bubby.
Patreon account, donate a dollar,
go check out all of our social media, Facebook, Instagram,
Twitter,
the PM, oh, man, all them fucking pussy pics.
Yeah, it's all dick pics.
Fuck it, man, send the dick pics to me.
Zerbos. Parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
Parking lot.
Shit, you know why? Cause I'm the real deal. You can't beat me, so you wanna be me? Always the innovator.
Yeah, see, if he's like a 4-drop, no, because then he'd still be busted. That's the problem.
He's always going to be busted, man.
I'm just trying to think, like, because obviously he can go into Tron, but I don't know if Tron wants to waste a spot for a mana reduction, you know, Planeswalker. I mean, it does make a dude, though. Like his plus one makes a dude, and then you get to look at a card for as long as you want, because you get the Sphinx to draw all of them to death, and then... if the token dies for whatever reason, get the card back, or you get the card to your hand, so it doesn't stay exiled forever. So that's pretty cool.
Welcome to Energy Cardboard Crack House. This is Earl Grey.
It's Mr. Worldwide, Dolly,
and
parking lot. I'm just kidding.
Fuck parking lot. Parking lot. Fuck parking lot, man. he's MIA.
Yeah. To be fair though, if he had any excuse that wasn't an actual relevant one, like car broke down or had to go back to the hospital because diabetes flare up or something, like if he had a legit reason, I don't know, they'd be okay. The reason he had, I can't really be mad at, just because like it involves his lady, so like I'm just like, okay, you know what, party lot, I'm not mad at you, but at the same time, like, come on, man. Like
I would have been said, like, man, you know what, how about this, man, bitch, who wears the fucking pants in the family?
She does.
Obviously.
Do you not see them Snapchat?
Did you not see them Snapchat? Oh, this is straight. This is straight husbando fucking material. Ooh, I'm going to be Mrs. Wifey.
Yep. He's going to be my, this is my baby's daddy right there. I'll tell you right now. I wanted, you know what? Nah, you know what? Nah, I'll wait for it. Parking lot, when you hear this or whatever, hit me up. We have a talk. I need to talk to you.
Man, it's time to sit you down, son, and have the birds and the bees talk, man. You're too young. You've been through this shit before, dog.
No, it's fine as long as he doesn't put a ring on it yet. He'll be fine. But seriously though, when you hear this, whatever, we gotta sit down. I need to talk some real shit talk.
Okay, we're also gonna have to do this too. There's only gonna be one episode this week, guys.
Yeah. So
me and Tony are the only ones here. We got other shit we got fucking going on there in the week, and we don't have enough time to actually record since it's just us two.
Yep.
So we're gonna try to give this one as long as we can. That way, you guys get some value.
Hashtag true value.
Also, I'd like to give a shout out to DJ Piecemeal, man.
DJ Piecemeal.
he's the gentleman that did our new intro song.
DJ Piecemeal.
How do you like that, man?
That name is sick.
How you like that new song?
That song is sick, bro. I listened to it. I was just like, all right, sounds familiar. And then it started jamming. I was like, oh, that's hard, bro. Like,
yeah.
Of course, it always sounds weird to hear myself. You know,
that's the reason why he doesn't listen to the podcast.
Yeah, that's the reason I fucking hate the sound of my voice. I honestly do. But that song was sick though. So I'll definitely listen to that over and over again.
Yeah, straight fire, man. So we're gonna go over some spoilers. We got some news, some combos, some stuff like that, and I'm actually excited about the set because Tony brought up something on a card, and I went, "What?" Well, when we get to the card, man, I'll make sure to tell you. But I got really excited because if you've been listening to this podcast since the beginning, there's a certain legend from Legends that is my favorite all time.
They'd have to have listened to like between episodes 100 to 150 to know that. I think
so.
Pretty sure, but or maybe later when we talk. I don't think we talked about the artifact though, so I'm not too sure.
No, not about the artifact, but we did talk about the character, and that, you know, true. He is my favorite.
Yeah,
legendary. You know,
he's a bust legendary. I just don't like his colors. But
what, you know, I'll give you the hint, man. You don't like that green and that
is he
black
green? No, yeah, no, he's blue, black, white.
No,
yeah, he is.
Look him up.
I'll look him up right now. Fuck it. About to say, talking to the encyclopedia. Remember that bitch is black, blue, and white. Cuz, like, come on,
and red.
It's not red. What you mean?
Oh, I thought it looked red. Well, I do love him though.
I mean, the artwork's still badass though, and the legend border can't be beat. Like, it's one of the best borders of all time. So the card looks sick regardless. But yeah. So we got some spoilers for you guys.
Yeah. I was wrong. I wish everything is black and green. If you notice, man, that is everything true. Has to be black and green.
Hey, this is Golgari, man. Operation Golgari, full effect.
That's right.
But
all right, let's get on with some of these spoilers, man. Oh.
Yeah. So I think last episode we had talked about that the gods were coming back, the Amonkhet gods. If you didn't know, we're still in Amonkhet, or we've gone back to Amonkhet, but we haven't called the actual Amonkhet block.
So hold on, we have the return of Ravnica. Now we're
returning,
going
to Amonkhet.
back to the past of Amonkhet.
Yep, pretty much. But yeah,
so we can go back to Ravnica after they take care of Bolas.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the fuck they're
fucking
gonna do.
Dumb, man. So truthfully, this is not the third set for Ravnica. This is the fourth set for Amonkhet.
Wait, hold on. No, wait. Amonkhet didn't have three sets. It had two, didn't it? It was still part of the cycle of two. Where they only had two sets?
Something like that. It was only two, I think. Yeah, so this is the third set. So that means we have to have a fourth set come out that is the last return. It's going to be like the celebrations return for fucking Star Wars, man. Oh, return God of the Jedi, you know, Ewoks and everything all dancing and shit and eating Stormtrooper fucking bodies. That's going to happen on Ravnica.
Shit, did you see the trailer for 9? That's a different. We'll talk about
Rise
that later.
Of Skywalker.
We'll talk about that never. But yeah, so we got a few spoilers, and I'm gonna leave. You know what? I'm not gonna leave it for Earl Grey because Earl Grey actually called it. So I will admit that I was wrong. And we have the return of Smuggler's Copter.
Hey, you guys remember I said I want Smuggler's Copter back in Standard. There is no reason why it cannot be in Standard right now with all the removal and all the shit.
It does. I'll tell you right now, it doesn't fucking matter. It's still too powerful of a card because it's a 2-drop. And then what does Watsy do? They make a fucking 2-drop. It's exactly the same.
But colored.
Oh my god, it's so stupid. Okay, maybe the color will actually matter, but the card in question is Silent Submersible. 2 blue, so blue and a blue, 2/3 artifact vehicle. When the submarine deals combat damage to a player or a planeswalker, draw a card. So yep. It's even a little bit better than fucking Smuggler's Copter.
Yep.
You know how you don't get to, I mean, the looting actually probably really relevant right now, Phoenix.
Yeah.
So that's probably why. And then cruise for 2. So it doesn't have haste. But
which is fine, but we needed something like this. And you know, I like that value, man. Come on. I mean, now that's some straight value right there.
Yeah, to be fair, the other say, vehicles,
he hate
so.
The word all he wants, but you know what? As value. A magic value, as a magic player,
as magic value,
it's all about magic value.
Straight value, but yeah. So if you guys love Smuggler's Copter, you're probably
going to use the dog shit out of this one.
Yeah, I guess to be fair though, like Smuggler's Copter is only used in Mardu vehicles, so like the fact this one's blue makes it to our like blue white decks, like all the
yeah Grixis decks.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I forgot about Grixis. Yeah, that's actually not bad. Potential two mana draw card.
Yeah,
isn't bad at all. Now that I think about it, but I haven't played Magic in fucking few months now, so I don't know what the state of standard is besides Phoenix.
Yeah, I don't.
Or Arena standard fucking.
It's still wide open with Arena.
That's what I figured. Yeah, so we have a better version of Smuggler's Copter. I wouldn't say better, but we have a Smuggler's Copter in standard. So that's fucking fantastic.
Yeah, man. So we also got, let me see. What is this, man? Planar Celebration. It's 2 green, 5 colorless. Sorcery, choose 4. You can choose the same mode more than once. Create a 2/2 citizen creature token that has all colors. Put a permanent card from your graveyard to your hand. Proliferate or gain 4 life.
Jesus Christ. That's what that card says. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, you can use it 4 times. So I won't proliferate 4
shit.
Times.
Shit. Okay. Okay.
So, you okay. Can do this.
Speaking of proliferate, so we got this badass new land.
Yeah, man, this new land. I'm gonna tell you right now, man. I want that foil. I want that promo. If there's a fucking promo of it,
I think it is a pro. Oh, I don't know. Maybe not.
Well, it's rare.
Yeah, it's definitely rare. But it doesn't have a fucking doesn't have a watermark. Doesn't have anything. So it might not. It might just be that that's what it looks like foil.
Well, no. I just want if there is a promo of it, I want it out there.
Yeah. So it's a blast zone, or as Italians call it, zona mm-hmm. de explosion.
Yep.
It's a land, non-basic land, but it's not legendary, so keep that in mind.
Yeah, it's non-legendary. Just imagine.
It enters the
4 on the field.
Jesus Christ, how about no? I can imagine 1. Especially, okay, you do have the second. Okay, cool. Blast Zone enters the battlefield with a charge counter on it. Tap to add a colorless. You may pay X and X and tap it to put X charge counters on Blast Zone. So for every 2, it puts a counter on it. Oh, for every 2 mana, it puts a counter on it. And then for 3... and tap and sack it. Destroy all non-land permanents with converted mana cost equal to the number of charge counters on Blast Zone. They literally just reprinted engineered explosives on a land.
A cheaper version of engineered explosives. Because engineered explosives is XX, right?
No, it's just X.
Okay.
But it has sunburst, though. So mana counts. So color mana counts toward the counters. And you have to pay 2 and sack it. So it's pretty much a more expensive version of explosive engineering in terms of how much mana you have to use to put onto it, but it has other uses. Not just sits on the battlefield, it doesn't do anything. It makes your opponent have to like think around it, or like they have to force
this
you
one taps
to
for
it.
Fucking mana.
Yeah, this one makes mana, and then it can do that. So.
Yeah, and there's plenty of cards out there that can turn into a forest.
There's so many cards, fucking insane. Cards on the real, dude.
Now, do we see this outside of play other than the major formats like standard, modern? We see this in standard play, modern play.
It can be just because like Agent Explosives is a staple in almost every deck sideboard that has a problem with specific, like, or like multiple with decks with multiple casting cards. Like Humans has cards that are the same casting cost. Affinity is the same way. Hardened Scales is the same way. So like cards like decks like those that were like the same cost of cards are always a problem. Engineers usually in the sideboard. So I think any deck that's not too colored heavy can abuse it. Like Affinity, for sure, this card's going in it. This land's going in it, no matter what.
Hey, you might see Tempered Steel decks come back.
I don't know. I doubt it, man. There's no way. This card isn't
prominent. I thought about, you know, I saw the cards, man. They're all fucking cheap right now. I was like, man, you know what? I like to play Tempered Steel again.
You missed that boat, bro.
I missed that boat six years ago.
Tempered Steel Affinity, bro, long gone. But yeah, so I definitely see Modern play. Control decks, probably.
I don't know about Legacy, and I sure the fuck know in Vintage.
Vintage.
Well, you have.
Vintage is too slow, honestly. Like, Vintage is like fast paced, kill you turn one. So if it doesn't help kill turn one.
Especially now that the London Mulligan is a fucking actual real thing.
Yeah, it's true. But Legacy, it could see play in Legacy. It can kill, let's see. It'd be helpful if lands that could probably use like one of, because it can help with against Death and Taxes.
Yeah.
Burn probably not so, or Goblins not so much. Burn not so much, but there might be a few decks like control decks would probably use it against other decks that abuse the field, like Miracles, or when they used to have Counterbalance, you could have blown up Counterbalance with it. But yeah, Commander wise, I mean, someone might. Like, it's possible it's Commander. Like, anyone can put a fucking card in there as they want, but it's too, the curve's too broad. You can have a deck that's focused on one mana creatures all the way to having a, you know, 15 drop.
Yeah. Yeah, but with a proliferate ability, man, it's...
Yeah, it could go on Atraxa, but the problem with this card is it's not Pernicious Deed. It doesn't hit X lower. It's exactly Engineer Explosive. It hits X exactly, so... Like, if you put too many charge counters on expecting something and it never comes up, then you kind of just wasted it.
Yeah.
You can never take off. You can only put on, unless you have a card that removes counters, you know.
But, okay, speaking of Commander cards, we have a new card coming out called Ugin.
Ugin!
What the hell is it?
Ineffable.
Yeah, man. He's a 6-drop colorless legendary planeswalker.
Yeah.
So his static ability is colorless spells you cast... cost 2 less.
Yeah.
Busted. You know as well as I do, I like artifact decks, so.
Just imagine if, like, oh god, colorless Eldrazi can use this.
Yeah.
I mean, if they have the
colorless Ulamog deck, fucking Emrakul, yeah. I mean, any.
Oh, I was just thinking of Modern. I mean, it might be too slow for Eldrazi, honestly, but just the fact that, like, you, or Affinity, if Affinity wasn't as fast paced, you could drop Arcbound Ravager for 0.
All right, so he comes with 4 loyalty. He has his stack ability is, again, colorless spells you cost 2 less. His +1 ability is exile the top card of your library face down. You may look at it at any time, create a 2/2 colorless spirit creature token. When that token leaves the battlefield, put the exile card in your hand.
Busted.
Yeah, especially on the last sack engines.
Yeah,
It's
not even just sack engines. It's just the fact that he's a mythic, but he only has 2 abilities.
No. He's not a mythic.
Oh, he's not a mythic.
He is a rare.
Oh, who the fuck? What were we looking at? That was a mythic. Oh.
Oh, what we're gonna be talking about here in a bit.
Yeah, but yeah. So he's a rare. So he's got 2 abilities. He's got a plus and a minus, which is good. His plus protects himself, but also makes it to where, like, your opponent can't just hastily attack into you anymore unless, like, they get something out of it. Because then you attack me and your creature's not trample. I'm just going to chump block you. Your creature may live, but now I got a card that I've been looking at for, like, 2 turns finally in my hand.
Yeah.
And this card could be the thing I need. It could be Settle the Wreckage. It could be fucking Kaya's Wrath. It could be whatever. Yep. It could be fucking Karn. It could be one of the other planeswalkers that I don't use to kill you.
Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, look, a 2-drop Karn now? Yeah. Instead of a 4-drop. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Two-drop Karn. You can play fucking Ugin on 4 instead of 6 if you want a brand new Ugin. That shitty fucking legendary vehicle, but you can still cast it for 2 less.
Then his -3 ability is destroy target permanent. that is one or more colors.
Yeah. So he's kept the theme. He's kept his last minus ability from his last printing, but instead of minus X, we get to choose that white that all is dust everything X or less. Instead, it's I get to destroy one colored thing. Now in this set, you have colored vehicles, so I'm gonna blow up your fucking colored vehicle. I'm gonna blow up your fucking Nicol Bolas. I'm gonna blow up your fucking Jace, your Vraska, your Lily. I'm gonna blow up everything. I'm gonna blow up everything I want in this bitch, just because I can.
There's also a new bond of.
No, the bonds.
Yeah, there's five of them. James. Each one for each. The bond.
The bond.
James Bond.
Yeah, but yeah, so every set has like some more gimmick thing or some. A lot of the sets have gimmick things. So this one's Bond. Besides the 37 Planeswalkers, is Bond. So they have five cards that are guild combinations. So you have Gruul and Golgari, I believe is the red one, or is that the black? No, it's the black one. So yeah, so you have Gruul and Rakdos and Golgari is Bond of Revival. Gruul and Boros is Bond of Passion. Selesnya and Simic are Bond of Flourishing. Izzet and Orzhov are Bond of Insight. I never thought those two would be together ever.
Yeah.
And then Orzhov and Azorius are Bond of Discipline. Now, Bond of Discipline is one that people have been looking at the most. Because it is a 5-drop, 1 white and 4 colorless sorcery. They're all sorceries. This one is tap all creatures your opponents control. Creatures you control get lifelink until the end of turn. So yeah. You're like, tap board, gain some life real quick. I mean, that sounds fucking good to me.
Dude, come on, it's an uncommon. I can put this in stacks.
I think it's just the fact that, like, yeah, it's 5 mana, but the fact it's only 1 color, even though it's 2 guilds combining, I think it's a flavor fail. But the fact that it's like Cryptic Command. Now I'm going to tap your shit, and then instead of drawing a card, my creature's getting lifelink. I'm going to get the life back that lets me survive your next attack or next turn or two while I stabilize or some shit. It's going to be like a fucking... It's going to be an aggro player's nightmare facing against control. They're just like... Tap your shit, gain some life back. Here we go.
We got another card called Pledge of Unity. 1 white, 1 green, 1 colorless. It's an instant spell. Put +1/+1 counter on each creature you control. Then you gain 1 life for each creature you control. Yeah, I mean, it's got that gay ass picture, man. They're all surrounded Gideon. The bad thing is whoever. We'll get into the picture later on. Because the picture really doesn't fit what I just found out.
True. But, I mean, what are you going to do?
We
just found it out. But, let's see.
Let's talk about your boy, Niv.
Niv. All right. So, if y'all don't know, Niv-Mizzet Reborn, we talked about, like, an episode or two ago. It was a really early spoiler, but it was really shitty picture. And so, he's officially...
Yeah, we thought that it was supposed to be an April Fool's joke.
Yeah.
But it's not an April Fool's joke.
In fact, it is a Spotlight Act 3 card. So this is your third act card that's supposed to be part of the cycle of cards that tell the story as it unfolds. So the first one, obviously, we had the Dreadhorde Rising. The second one, I think, was like them forming a plot against Nicol Bolas or something like that. And this one is finding out that Niv-Mizzet actually...
Yeah, that the Pledge of Unity is also Act 3.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. So, it's like... it's pretty much... The story is Niv-Mizzet actually planned to die and get resurrected to fight against Nicol Bolas. So, yeah. Niv-Mizzet outsmarted everyone. He said, fuck y'all.
So, we have a new Past in Flames coming out.
Passing Flames.
It's not exactly Passing Flames, man. Finale of Promise.
Finale. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's Past in Flames, Apex of Power. Yeah, it's... Dude. So it's 2 red X. Sorcery speed. You may cast up to 1 target instant card and or up to 1 target sorcery card from your graveyard, each with converted mana cost X or less without paying its mana cost. If a card you cast this way would be put into your graveyard this turn, exile instead. If X is 10 or more copy each of those spells twice. You may choose new targets for those copies.
Yeah, it's pretty busted. And it reads and or. So you can choose to only do an instant. You can choose only to do a sorcery. Or you can do both. But you can't do two and two or two. You have to do one and one or just one. So you can't do an instant and an instant or a sorcery and a sorcery. It has to be instant and a sorcery.
I like this with Thousand Year
Storm. The problem with Thousand Year Storm is...
Well, you have this with Zada. You have this a bunch of storm effects. So, I mean...
Yeah, well... But
10. What can we cast for 10?
Well, it's 12 mana total. If X is 10 or more. So you have to spend 12 mana total to get the additional effect. But, yeah. What would you hit for 10? Instant or sorcery?
Fireball.
No, the problem is it doesn't do X. It doesn't replicate X. You can't pay for X when you're copying. Do like Enter the Infinite, I believe it's 10, or is that 11?
It's
10.
Yeah.
3 blue and 7. Yeah, Enter the Infinite. You know, Conflux, which is 8.
Treasure Cruise.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Trying to think of like big boy spells, like spells. Fuck it. What's that one spell that Merv loves? The fucking Council's Dilemma one. Savala's Stampede. Imagine copying that and doing it twice. Everyone chooses one or the other, and then one puts things from your hand into play, and the other one lets you top deck until you hit a
how
big
many,
creature.
How many is Time Stretch?
Time Stretch is 10.
Yeah. Time Stretch.
Yeah, Time Stretch. Yeah, it's Time Stretch twice, so you get 4 extra turns. Oh, my God. Speaking of Time Stretch, we might as well segue into it. That way we can segue into yours since I brought this one up.
Okay.
So as we stated in the last episode, the gods are coming back, the Amonkhet gods. However, Earl Grey actually formed that Hazoret never died. So
no.
Either Hazoret will pop up somewhere in this set, or Hazoret just is gone, or Nicobolas didn't want to revive him, whichever one. But yeah, so we had the gods... come back, God Eternals. Oketra's the only one that has been spoiled. We had Bantu's the first one, then we had Ronus, and Kefnet came out earlier this week. Kefnet's the one I'm going to talk about today. Ronus is busted. Standard-wise, Ronus is literally a god. Ronus is fucking unreal. Like, I thought he was good before. He just got better. Like, all he got was zombified, and he got better. So, we can talk about Ronus maybe another time, but Kefnet's the reason why. Kefnet reads... Oh my god, does Mythic Spoiler have it? Because oh my god, I just can't. Yes, he does. Alright, so. Kefnet. 2 blue and 2 colorless, 4/5, legendary creature, zombie god. Flies. You may reveal the first card you draw each turn as you draw it. Whenever you reveal an instant or sorcery card this way, copy that card and you may cast that copy. That copy costs 2 less to cast. When God Eternal Kefnet dies or is put into exile from the battlefield, you may put it in its owner's library, 3rd from the top. So it's just like the other gods, they keep coming back. However, it's the first ability that matters, not flying. It's the copy effect. So, when I mentioned Time Stretch, Scorak has been going up in price. Not because it's a busted-ass card in EDH, not because it's a good card in general, but because Kefnet's ability reads the same as Delver's does when you play it in Legacy. So, if you don't know how that works, whenever Delver says reveal, there is a timing you can abuse. So when you reveal it and it's an instant or sorcery, you can then not want, if you, once it really flips, if you don't want to draw it, you can brainstorm it away and draw another card or draw a different card.
Yep.
Kefnet's not the same way, but it's in the same light. So what Kefnet does, it lets you cast the card, so say Time Warp. So you cast Time Warp for 3 during your draw phase, you can actually turn after this, still get to take this turn, and you scroll rack Time Warp and other cards back into your deck, make sure Time Warp is on top, and you get to rinse and repeat the entire time. You just get to break shit. now of course, if you don't have extra draws, then all you do is draw Time Warp. So you're stuck in an everlasting turn of spending 3 mana to take an extra turn. However, it's blue, so you probably have infinite ways of drawing extra cards.
Yep.
So, yeah. So, Kefnet and Scrollrack and a Time Warp effect, or a Time Walk effect, got to give it its proper yeah, limelight, lets you pretty much break the game in EDH.
Yeah. So, That was Tony's hype thing, man. You know, we talked about it before the podcast. And we're like, man, what are we going to discuss? And, you know, he brought that up, and I was like, holy shit. And it's like, oh, time reversal and this and that. It's
all the stupid shit.
So we know that Gideon the Oathsworn was released a little while ago. But that's not the Gideon that I'm really excited about. So the Oathsworn is a four drop or a six drop, four loyalty. If you look at the number on him, he is 265 of 264. So he's the trial deck, or not the trial deck.
The
precon.
Yeah, the I think the planeswalker type decks or whatever.
Yeah. So he has his attack abilities. When you attack with two or more non-Gideon creatures, put a +1/+1 counter on each of those. He has a +2 ability until end of turn. Gideon becomes a 5/5 white soldier creature that still is a planeswalker. Mm-hmm. Prevent all damage that would be dealt to him this turn. And then his -9, exile Gideon the Oathsworn and each creature your opponents control.
Yep.
Okay. But let me get to my big boy here. Let me get to the love of my life. If you guys don't know, where is he? He's not on here.
He is. He's the very first card in the list.
Let me change this from recent updates.
Oh yeah, change from recent. Yeah, because he was one of the first ones I actually spoiled. But what prompted Earl Grey to figure out
shit his pants and fucking become a fanboy again?
Yeah, it was a.
I was gleefully going. Call me Trigglytuff.
Pretty much, yeah. I saw a picture on someone's Instagram who apparently was supposed to be the one who got to spoil this particular Gideon.
Yeah, it's a real shitty blurry thing. It's the mythic the Timmy box set that they're gonna have for the shit.
Yeah.
So this one is Gideon Blackblade.
Blackblade. Gideon.
If you guys don't know what Blackblade is, used to be a card back in 1993, late early 94 called Deck on Blackblade.
Blackblade.
Blackblade was not actually the last name of the character. It was what the sword was called that he was carrying.
See.
There's actually a long fucking storyline on this.
It's a very long storyline, and if you want it in another episode dedicated to story time, we can tell you.
Well, I can sum it up, man. So Blackblade has gone from different planes throughout the last, few whatever fucking years.
Last 2 decades, you mean?
In Dominaria, Blackblade was reforged by Belznok, which is false. The Cabal did not have nothing to do with the Blackblade being created. Dakon created this thing, so he become an actual planeswalker.
See.
So the one thing that got to me was when I was reading the lore for it, was the last part of the storyline when the Weatherlight crew learned of its existence, they devised a plan to slay the elder demon Belznok with the blade. Gideon Dwora killed Belznok with a black blade and now is the current owner.
Black blade.
If you look at the top of the box for War of the Spark, it has Liliana and Gideon back to back, and he is wielding a
black blade.
Black blade. So, we can get back to that one stupid-ass fucking card that I was talking about.
Blackblade.
Not the Blackblade one. The one that, the one where they're hoisting him up in the air.
Oh, the fucking...
The three drop, yeah, the one white.
For
that one is wrong because... the blade is actually a fucking soul stealer. It's a fucking black blade. How are they going to make it all shiny and gold? And it pissed me off just seeing that picture.
Well, to be fair, when it first got forged, it looked all dingy because of what Dagon had to do.
Okay, so if you guys don't know, for 10 years straight, every day after he would heat up the forge for his sword, he would quench the fucking blade by slaughtering a poor slave and using his blood to cool the blade down.
Yep.
For 10 years.
Yeah, for 10 years as he forged it.
Dude.
All that shit.
And, dude, yeah. And he can feel the power surging from the fucking, from each kill. So, yep. I mean, come on, man. Yep.
The reason why that the this went from why I got brought up from me to Earl Grey was because Desperate Lunge got spoiled, which is a dual deck card. So it's,
yeah.
So somehow it's still tied into the story, but it's in a dual deck. So, you know, it's one of the few cards. Desperate Lunge is a instant white colorless. Target creature gets +2/+2 and gains flying. So end of turn, you gain 2 life. Now, that's not the reason why I ended up letting Earl Grey know about this. It's the flavor text. Ravnica held its breath as the hero of the resistance, their last hope, flew through the sky, his dark sword ready to strike a god. And it shows Gideon with the black blade in hand about to hit Nicol Bolas in the fucking face.
Yep.
So this all of a sudden prompted that the Black Blade came out of nowhere. And then, of course, Gideon Black Blade, the Planeswalker, which we mentioned before, is the current wielder of it. And he's the one that is supposedly going to take down Nicol Bolas, or at least be one to hit him.
But here's how the story's going to fucking go. How is it not going to go? We know that the sword steals sword. Life.
Yeah.
So he's going to take Bolas' spark?
I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work, because honestly, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I can't. I seriously don't know what's going to happen. That's really weird. That's weird to me.
It sucks that they're not going to produce books for this, for people to enjoy
the lore
and read it, because for me, I'd actually sit down and read this because you hit lore that I actually enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
So let's get on with the character. So Gideon Blackblade is 2 white, 1 colorless, 3 drop. Legendary Planeswalker.
Of course.
He's a 4 loyalty. As long as it's your turn, Gideon Blackblade is a 4/4 human soldier creature with indestructible that's still a Planeswalker. His normal whatever, man. That's his static ability.
Prevent all damage dealt to Gideon.
Yeah, your turn. His +1 ability, up to 1 target creature you control gains your choice of Vigilance, Lifelink, or Indestructibility until the end of turn. His -6 is exile target non-land permanent.
Yeah, so it's a hefty pseudo ultimate, but the +1 is relevant because it says up to 1 target creature you control. So the fact that you can only use Planeswalker abilities on your turn, so pretty much sorcery speed, and it says up to 1 target creature, that one up to another target creature, means that you can target Gideon with his own ability, and so you can give Gideon, you don't have to give him indestructible because he already is, but you can give him lifelink or vigilance. Which yeah. Vigilance wouldn't do you so much. So pretty much he has a +1, make him bigger, and also give him lifelink.
Yeah.
So it's just Jesus Christ. I realized the gravity of the words I just said. On your turn, Gideon is always a creature.
Man, I'm reading some of these stupid ass fucking comments. Was the guy named Blackblade before he was given the Blackblade, or did he gain the name from wielding the Blackblade? The fucking sword is called Blackblade.
Yeah, it's not a name, it is a title per se, or like a kind of like how super types work. It's like Pendragon. Arthur Pendragon wasn't King Arthur's last name. Pendragon is a name given to him because he wielded Excalibur. So Pendragon isn't Arthur's actual last name. So Blackblade isn't the actual last name of someone, of Dacon or Gideon now. It's just the moniker he gets for wielding this particular blade in question, which has gone through the ages. My God, this thing's traveled fucking out like hundreds of planes, 20 years.
You know, I like the fact he went back to Dominaria.
Yep.
So the Weatherlight crew has nothing to do with Gerard and Miri and the rest of the other crew.
Well, I mean, Miri got reprinted in a commander deck, so I'm pretty sure Miri's dead, and Gerard probably died as well.
Yeah, I'm waiting for him to pop up in a fucking commander deck too.
He probably will. Probably get some stupid planeswalker. It'll probably be like the
which
next
I hope and pray that one day, you know what? Fuck it, they say forget, man, just bring him back.
He could always be revived. I mean, Niv-Mizzet got reborn. Fucking everyone's getting revived at this point. I mean, why not revive some fucking dead captain from 18 years ago?
Why not? I love the Weatherlight saga.
No, I know you do.
Yeah. There's been a bunch of other stuff spoiled. I mean, you have Spark Double, you know, with Jace.
Oh, my God.
Jace on there, man. He's a one drop, one blue, three colorless create or creature illusion. You may have Spark Double enter the battlefield as a copy of a creature or planeswalker control, except it enters the battlefield with an additional plus one counter on it. If it's a creature, it would enter with an additional loyalty counter on it. If it's a planeswalker and it's legendary, if that permanent is legendary.
So pretty much it makes a non-legendary permanent legendary, and creature-wise, it gets one bigger. If it's planeswalker, it gets a loyalty bigger than normal. So it's fucking broken. Like, it's just, it's a fucking clone that's broken. I don't understand.
I like single combat. I like the artwork on it.
Single combat looks pretty sick.
Nahiri's fighting vampire dude.
Soren. Yeah, which is actually really surprising. I fucking wish I saved the picture, but someone posted a picture of the teams that are involved, and it kind of shocked me of who was on Bolas's team. Obviously Tezzeret is, but Nahiri is on Bolas's team. Kaya is on Bolas's team, and Vraska, air quote, is on Bolas's team. And I say air quote because there's a spoiler that kind of spoiled the story as well, but I won't go into that spoiler because I don't give a shit about it. But the spoiler I will go into is a boar god.
I really don't like this card. You know what? It could have been a little bit better. When they spoiled, what was it? Ilharg, the raised boar. He's a 2 red, 3 colorless, 6/6 legendary creature boar god.
Boar god.
The problem is he's the god for Gruul.
True.
Where's his fucking green?
It's on his back.
Right? He's a Gruul creature. Where's the fucking green in his casting cost? Where's his green in the abilities? Something.
Well, to be fair, I mean, his ability, I mean, he's got trample. It's usually like a green ability. But whenever he attacks, you may put a creature card from your hand onto the battlefield, tapped and attacking, return that creature to your hand at the beginning of the next end step. And then when it dies or is put into the exile from the battlefield, you may put it in its owner's third from the top. So it's like the other gods. They compared it to Kalia, which we all know Kalia does. If you don't know, then you've never lost to her, which is good for you. Or Champion of Ronus, which is that fucking jackal thing from Amonkhet that does the same exact
thing. And the End Raise Forerunners.
I don't give a fuck about the End Raise Forerunners. The End Raise Forerunners don't do what it says to be done. They just compare it because it's a boar. That's all they compared it to. But Champion Ronus is the card you should pay attention to.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it gets to cheat things into play. It gets to cheat big fatties into play. And to be fair, it's kind of becoming like Green's like thing is to help put creatures into play. So Vala Stampede, as I mentioned before, cheats things into play. Champion Ronus is a cheap creature that can drop things into play. Vizier of the Menagerie from Amonkhet lets you cast creatures from top of your deck, so it's like Oracle Moldiah, but for creatures. Some of the Garruks let you get creatures from your deck, or like from the top of your deck, to add to your hand. And Tooth and Nail, of course. Can't forget about the good old busted Tooth and Nail.
See, here's the thing. I understand Gideon wielding Blackblade, right?
Yep.
I would rather seen Garruk Primal Hunter wielding fucking Blackblade.
Oh, Grug's not in this set, damn it. I'm sorry. Now,
he is a fitting person to carry that fucking sword.
True, but I think if Garruk carried it, though, I think he gets stained in way more blood, way more souls than it needs to.
He wouldn't become Apex Predator. He'd be under green red.
Grug Blackblade. he'd be the first non-commander planeswalker.
Yeah.
Blackblade. Garruk Blackblade.
I don't know. Did we go over the gods?
I went over Kefnet. We went over Bontu when it came out. The only one left besides Ukecho who hasn't been spoiled is Ronus, which I mentioned before, but I didn't actually go over.
Yeah, let's pull Ronus up, man. Where is Ronus?
Yep. So God Eternal Ronus is a 5-drop, 2 green, 3 colorless zombie, legendary zombie god. Has Death Touch, which, if you don't remember, there's a Vraska that lets creatures with Death Touch be busted. When he enters the battlefield, double the power of each other creature you control until the end of turn. Those creatures gain vigilance until the end of turn. And it has the standard god, or the new god eternal death, which is if it dies, gets exiled from the battlefield, becomes a third card on top of your deck. But yeah, comes into play, doubles the power and... Or just doubles the power. So it doesn't double toughness, but doubles power of every other creature on your side and gives them all vigilance. That's fucking broken, man.
All right, so what I didn't say is that Gideon is actually a mythic. So,
Well, yes.
Chandra the Fire Artisan was also spoiled this last week. She's a 4-drop, 4 loyalty. What is her ability? Whenever one or more loyalty counters are removed from Chandra, she deals that much damage to target opponent or planeswalker. Nice. Okay. Exile the top card of your library. You may play it this turn. That's her +1 and -7. Exile the top 7 cards of your library. You may play them this turn. So you take 7 off. You deal 7 points of damage to a creature or planeswalker. You also get her loyal or her ultimate off. But the one that fucking really did it for me, man, was Chandra's Triumph. The artwork for Chandra's Triumph.
I don't really care much for the Triumph
cards. The artwork for this one is...
The artwork is sick.
Dovin Bond is in this fight, right? Mm-hmm. We know with his 7 fucking fingers or 6 fucking fingers on each hand. The artwork is Chandra looking all butch.
Yeah.
While Dovin is literally burning up in the background.
Yeah, he's burning alive.
It's 1 red, 1 colorless, instant speed. Chandra's Triumph deals 3 damage to target creature, planeswalker, and opponent controls. Chandra's Triumph deals 5 damage to that planeswalker instead if you control a Chandra planeswalker.
Yeah, all the Triumphs have that last clause. You get to do something extra if you control the planeswalker with the namesake planeswalker and the card name. You get something extra. So this one, you get to deal more damage. And so she defeats Dovin Bond, which is actually a really good planeswalker in this set.
But you know what? He getting fucked in the ass.
Oh, yeah. And also with Chandra, going back to Chandra's the planeswalker real quick, the keyword is play, not cast. So if I'm going to tell you now, if you fuck up, you don't deserve to play Magic. Play means you can play a land from the exile as long as you're able to play that land. So if they exile a land and they try to play it, it is legal to do so unless they played a land beforehand.
Yeah.
It's literally Experimental Frenzy.
Yeah. So, what other planeswalkers have we not talked about?
I think we've talked about all of them, I think. Ajani, Domri, Rao, Sorin. Oh, I think, did we talk about Tamio?
No, Tamio is new.
Yep, so we got Tamio, Collector of Tales. I feel like we did, but maybe not. She is a 4-drop, 2 colors, green, blue, 5 loyalty. Spells and abilities your opponents control can't cause you to discard cards or sacrifice permanents. So that's actually pretty good. I like that. +1, choose an all-land card name. Then reveal the top 4 cards of your library. Put all cards with the chosen name from among them into your hand and put the rest into your graveyard. That's pretty cool. And then -3, return target card from your graveyard to your hand. So I'm gonna name BFG, just mill 4 cards. Sounds good.
The thing is I was looking at some of this stuff. Dovin Bond, of course, his planeswalker. Did we ever do Dovin? No.
I don't think so. I think we
said Dovin, Hand of Control, hybrid black or blue white, 2 colorless. Artifacts, instances, and sorcery spells your opponent casts cost 1 or more. That's a static ability. His -1 is until your next turn, prevent all damage that would be dealt to and dealt by target permanent opponent controls.
Pretty good.
And he has 5 loyalty on it. I'm building the Heb.
Are you really?
Out of the set.
The new Heb?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'm going to be building him as infinite attack Neheb.
I can dig it. It's pretty. I think the new Naheb is fucking busted anyway. So, I mean, shit, the card's fucking too good. I think that's. Did we talk about Feather?
Feather.
Yeah, why Feather the Redeemed, the new angel.
No.
Yeah, so we got Feather the Redeemed. One red, two white, legendary angel.
Hold on. Look at the face of that fucking angel.
Was it a dude, I'm guessing?
It looked like a fucking Pokemon from a distance.
It kind of looks like he has a Hitler mustache. I'm kind of hoping that's its mouth.
And yeah, man. He's supposed to be just like Aurelia.
I mean, is it a dude or is it a chick? I'm not too sure now.
I don't know, man.
Are we about to be bombarded for what's the saying? What's the phrase? Did you just assume it's gender?
Yeah, I did, man. It's a butch.
Yeah, so legendary creature angel have flies 3/4. Whenever you cast an instant or sorcery spell that targets a creature you control, exile that card instead of putting it into your graveyard as it resolves. If you do, return it to your hand at the beginning of the next end step. They literally just reprinted a angel that gives every card that targets one thing you control has rebound or buyback. Instant buyback. It's pretty good.
Man. Okay, so the artwork for the Timmy box set is different from the artwork for the normal card for Black Blade. Here's the
normal. Yeah, the normal one looks like the plunge.
Yeah, dude, that's fucking... Yeah. Oh, man, I want that as a fucking standard foil. Oh, man.
Yeah, so the Timmy box, the promo is just him wielding the Black Blade. You know, he looks bad, like he's in a pose. But the normal art for it looks like he's about to plunge the Black Blade into something. Possibly Nicol Bolas, but you can't see that much of the artwork.
It reminds me of 300. Not the first one, the second one. Rise of the Empire.
Rise of the Empire.
Yeah.
I don't like the sex scene. That's pretty much it. I don't really care about. They kind of make Xerxes a bitch anyways. I was like, you used to be so badass. And then you turn into a bitch at the very end of the first one, and now you really a bitch in the second one.
Well, yeah, man.
I want that bitch, though.
Hey, Leonidas fucking showed him how much of a fucking bitch he really was.
That's true. He's like, nigga, I'm impaled and I still whooped your ass.
As you can still see, my dick's still bigger than yours, God King.
Yeah. Hey, how you like that scar I gave you, bitch?
Oh, man, that's it for all the fucking spoilers, man. Shit, fuck them.
There's plenty more that we haven't gone over at all, but it's just too many.
Remember what we said a couple of spoilers back, man? We're only going to go over the ones that we fucking like. If you guys want a full spoiler list, go read them yourself, man. I don't advise you go spend 5 hours listening to fucking Talarian Community fucking...
Fuck no. Or Goldfish. Fuck no. Dude, I swear to God, Seth is trying so fucking hard, bro.
To be what?
Just to be, like, I don't know, entertaining or to have, like, a personality or something. Because, like, I don't really care for
much. You think he's been listening to the podcast?
Probably, I don't know. but like I'll watch some of his episodes because they had a Hydra deck for modern Hydra deck. I was like, ooh, Apocalypse Hydra is one of my favorite Hydras of all time. Actually, it's my favorite Hydra of all time. One because I played in Alara, but I love Apocalypse Hydra, and it was in the deck. I was like, oh fuck yeah, because it had the counter combo, infinite mana, the Devoted Druid combo. So it was part of the Walking Bliss to kill. I was like, oh yeah, I want to see this. And he tried so hard. He tried so hard to be like entertaining when he says that first beginning.
You want
to
know why he's trying to be entertaining now? Because he wants to get that invite to the fucking esport thing called for Arena.
Why? And you have to get good at Arena, which he isn't.
The bad thing is you have to have a fucking personality on Twitch. If you don't have a personality, nobody's going to fucking watch you.
I mean, everyone that loves to suck his dick is watching him. So, to be fair, he'll get on it regardless of how much shit.
With that man bun, yeah.
Of course, with the man bun. But
at least he's not fucking Commander Quarters, man. God, that guy can fucking... You know what? I was talking to Biff this week.
Hey, did you like that $25... what was the last one he posted?
Oh, yeah, dude. I fucking laughed my ass off on that fucking the enchantment deck.
Yay!
I watched it for like the first 10 minutes, man. I just can't get over his fucking nasally fucking voice. Talking to Biffo this week, and he's like, man, you know, you've changed over the fucking the course of the last year. I was like, yeah, man, you know, I've kind of kind of like, I'm leaving LSV alone. You know,
you've toned down a lot.
You know, compared to like LSV, I respect the man. You know, Gabby Sparks. You know, if you want to beat the man, you gotta be the man. So, but I found my new hate in life.
It's the man of quarters.
Yeah. All I know is that motherfucker can sit there and say all he wants to. This deck is $18. Bullshit. Show me the money, motherfucker. You ain't showing nothing.
The only way I believe him is if he proved he bought those cars the price he puts up there.
He's using TCG player. Okay, that's fine. Okay, we can use damage. We can use fucking heavily played. The problem is I've done the same fucking thing that he's done, and I do not see those cards coming out. His following go, oh, well, you know, when he posts a deck, people buy it and the prices go up. On a fucking budget list? No, you think that someone's going to buy, instead of paying 25 cents for Earthquake, they're going to pay $2 for it now since somebody goes, oh, you know what? Oh, this motherfucker put it in a $25 deck. I want to raise my fucking price on it to $2 now.
Yep. So we look. I just looked up the enchantment decks. I actually didn't watch the video because I didn't care for that first enchantment.
Fuck him, man.
On TCG Player, as of right now, as of the recording this episode, the low is $13.80. So according to TCG Player, yes, you can get it on the low for less than $25.
Nobody sells it for the fucking low.
However, as Orge just stated, no one does. Market, which is like the MSRP, is $37.87. Median, which everyone goes off of, unless like you're an OG, is $49.88, which is almost double the price of the budget he set. So yes, according to the TCG Player, it is possible to pick it up for $25. However, can you pick it up for $25? I don't think so. Actually, matter of fact, TCG Player is legit site, so let me see if I actually buy this deck now. Buy this deck. Here we go. Clicked on it.
Oh, no, dude. Even if you hit optimize, man, you're not going to get it for fucking $18, bro.
Was printing? No, I don't want foil. Condition? I want moderately played.
You can put damage, dude. Trust me.
No, it only gave me three.
For right now, once you do your search, you get to choose between damage, heavily played, and all that. So you're gonna do that, and then you hit optimized. Fuck no. Watch. Let me see. How much is this motherfucker trying to sell shit for?
According to TCG Player, Tusava doesn't have. That's right. Because Tusava can only come foil, so I have to put foils. My apologies, guys.
Remember, no. Commander is not part of the list.
Oh, the commander is not part of the list. Okay. Yeah. Let me go down to Sava and get rid of it then real quick.
The commander is not part of the list.
Okay, let me get rid of it real quick. Okay, got rid of it. Okay, take off foil again. Okay, yep. Add the card. Okay. I took off the commander. It may take a while.
But yeah. So, I found out, man, I really, really despise this motherfucker. Every time I hear him open up his fucking pie hole, it just reminds me of the fact that stupid assholes out there are trying to fucking... I understand you're trying to get new people into playing Magic, man. You know, it's great to build a budget list, but actually build a real fucking budget list that actually has a list of cards when you go and do it.
True.
Yeah, he puts the numbers up on the screen.
True.
Okay, I want to sit there one day and I want to add up all those fucking supposed numbers he comes up on.
Yeah, no, I didn't think about doing that. That is actually a good idea.
Okay.
But to be fair, though, if he posts or puts up the card price and doesn't add up to 25 or less, then he's already shooting himself in the foot, which means either all the views he gets on his videos are, filler, he buys his views, or, god damn. Oh, whoa, look at that.
How much?
Oh, sorry. Wait, what? Oh, okay. Grand total. Wait, hold on. Let me see if I can optimize your cart. But as of right now, I could buy the entire deck minus the commander.
Yep.
Plus, I already have it for $38.77.
Man, that's a little bit more than $25.
Yes, exactly. Oh, correction. $37.78. can include shipping tax. $37.78 is the official price on TCG Player as of recording right now. I'm literally looking at it right now, waiting for it to optimize
that
my card.
That fucking thing just dropped a day or two ago. So
yeah. So
I'm telling you, the prices do not fucking go up that much.
Yeah.
Now, unless it's something like serum fucking powder or something like that, you have overnight or if not hourly fucking updates.
Yeah, we're not saying that it's not possible because we see it all the time. We've talked about cards that were this price and then the next day were like twice as high because of what's coming out. So yes, it is true that cards overnight can jump over. However,
but the prices for the fucking card, most of the cards that he uses in there are even the mediocre of the mediocre fucking cards.
Yeah, like Vows.
Okay. Those are never going to go above 10 cents, 15 cents.
No. All right, here we go. Let's see here. let's see here. Buyer safeguard. Yeah, so the cheapest I can get now from verified sellers is $30.07.
Still, $5 more than what you fucking originally were going to get it for.
Yep. See if I can match condition, see if that changes anything.
Jesus Christ, dude.
But yeah, so... Yeah, so...
I just can't... Every time he comes up... He comes up with new decks every two or three days. You know... Good on him.
Yeah.
Good on him. He comes up with new decks. They're focused decks, blah, 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 blah. They're better than fucking, than
casual
jank decks, but they're not as good as, you know, optimized and fucking commander, competitive decks. Okay. These are jank fucking decks.
Yeah, that actually didn't help it at all.
No.
That actually made it worse.
It's not going to help at all because what he posts up is a fucking lie.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Commander Quarter, I don't have a problem with you only
I'm
because
I'm literally
your
thinking
shit.
About fucking bringing up YouTube again.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. Okay.
Doing the YouTube channel and going through and talking about his exact list, going, "Well, hey, this is wrong. He says this card's 22 cents. Why is it 48 cents right here on TCG fucking player even at damaged?" And literally just go through every fucking deck and just bean them on the entire fucking thing.
Oh, yeah. I did.
But, you know, then someone's going to go, "Oh, you're just a hater." Yeah, you know what? Yeah. I'm not happy unless I have fucking a bunch of fucking salt on my goddamn table.
I love salt on my fries.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so don't get us wrong, though. We don't hate on him because he builds budget. We hate on the fact that he's lying about
price. No, I'm happy if price. I'm truly happy when someone goes, "Hey, I'm going to build a budget fucking deck."
Earl Grey loves budget. Earl Grey loves the kind not so much the playing of Magic the Gathering. He loves the lore. He loves the outside of Magic. He loves the lore. He loves the card creation. He loves mechanics. He loves the
search for the fucking card. Yeah. The hunt for a fucking card, man. It's like, oh, you know what? This is the most obscure fucking piece of shit. There for the longest time, everyone was like, "Oh, mana short, mana short." Who would use that in a fucking deck? I would use it. I
bought a mana short just because you said you'd use it.
Because it's good. I like the card. It drains their fucking mana for that turn.
And Blizzard pulls, yeah.
Yeah. So why not?
Yeah. So
And Wedge from the Mana Short that's his new name.
Mana Short.
Yeah.
Potato Wedge. But I just optimized it again and I can't get lower than $30. So and then that's heavily played and
so from now on, my new arch enemy
is Commander Quarters.
Is his ass.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys. Hey, speaking of which, man, we have a couple of gentlemen by Garbage Day Podcast.
Garbage Day.
They have a really good movie review podcast over on iTunes.
They have a good movie review about bad movies.
Yeah, about shitty movies, dude. Check them out, guys. I'll put a link down in the description. Also, hey, man, if you guys want, man, go leave them a review.
Oh, yeah, definitely go leave them a review. They'll definitely love that. And while you're there, leave us a review, too, if you haven't already.
Yep. Speaking of which, we have a Patreon. We have one in $5 tiers. We also have multiple other tiers if you want that. If you want us to dress up as a chick and go to F&M, man, we can come up with a price, and we will gladly do it.
Oh, don't say we, because I can't go to F&M. So that'll be you or Parking Lot or Biffo or something.
So, it you know.
But Callum,
price is no object.
Callum, let me know, bro. Like, I mean, I joined the fucking Discord thing, whatever. I had to turn that bitch's fucking notification off because it was blasting my phone too. I was like, this shit's even worse. I just got on Discord because I wanted to be on it. So I'm on the Discord too. So we do have a Discord. So if you want to know what that is, if you don't
hit us up.
Yeah, let us know. If you want to get into the Degen chat, all it does is cost you a dollar or more per month. If you want a specialty, like he said, hit us up. You know, we'll chit chat, we'll talk it out, and then you know we'll see where we go. We also have social media such as Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
If you guys notice, man, I've been staying off of Twitter, so we really haven't been doing the salt things. I'm just waiting for the fucking storm to fucking hit, man.
I can't fucking stand Twitter. I was so close to finally making a Twitter account just so I could have one for the guys so I can keep track of Magic too.
Dude, they're all fucking assholes, dude. But
I'm just like, I don't mind that they're assholes. I'm just like, I can't stand the White Knight shit. I don't even post on Facebook. But like, if I ever want to post on Twitter, I'd be destroyed. Like, I'd be hated on with like with no fucking remorse.
The bad thing is they couldn't hate on you because you're a black man.
That is true. I'm gonna get hate on me because I'm
and
black.
If they did hate on you,
hate crime
is because you can go, well, you're racist.
Racist. Twitter.
I mean, ban come on, man.
Racist.
Right?
Get verified in 5 minutes, guaranteed.
Exactly. All right, guys. That's all our social media. So like I said, this is going to be one episode this week.
Yep. So we're taking a break, you know, because, you know.
Not a long break. We'll have our normal shit next week. It's just this week there's only one episode.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we're working people, guys. Like, this isn't a job. This isn't YouTube where we get paid to do this shit. We actually have jobs. Like.
So, guys, this is Real Gray.
This is Mr. Worldwide. Dolly.
And we will see you in the next one.
Later. You know my mind is twisted. I'm running for control. A disgrace, but identity. But do they do a hole? An hour and a half takes over me. The order is done. And suddenly I'm turning crazy. I'm uncalculable, man. Wrong, don't right. Back away. On the outcast's grave, and how do I live here? But the dominant one wants. So go witch, say no, say.